We sit glued to the TV set all night.
And every day.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 33. I'm Ray. you can just use that. I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvwhore.com.
I'm Jason the TVaholic from TVaholic.com.
And I'm Emery from MyTakeOnTV.com.
Look, Emery says it so perfectly with
Exactly. You got the Zachary disease. You guys ever see Jack? Yeah. Love that movie. Your face smells exactly like your butt. Anyway, now that that's out of the way.
Oh, it's a great beginning, everyone.
How's everyone?
I said the name of my site wrong the very first time we started. That's why I started laughing this time.
Incidentally, I looked up the website that you were trying to give away, and it's available. Anyway.
All right.
In case you were thinking of branching out.
I just want to make an all-encompassing site. It doesn't won't just be about TV anymore. Anyway, well, I'm fine, Amory. How are you?
Quite good, thank you. Had some onion dip. I'm really excited about that.
You sound excited. It must have been great.
It was so good. Anyway, that's the news today.
Amory's had some onion dip.
And
that's not the only news.
No, we have one other story.
Yes. Besides the scintillating tip about
we need
the
like a
dip.
Little news, like a breaking news intro for the one. Yes, exactly.
So I'll say it. Nurse Jackie, the day after it premiered, got a second season from Showtime.
Woohoo.
Oh, though I will add that there is a second news item that in perusing the Twitter on my web phone? On my phone, it sounds like Royal Pains held on to 5.6 million viewers and was up 2% in the demos. So I think it might be a hit.
Nice. How did the Barbados do?
It didn't say. Maura only said something about Royal Pains. Oh. Incidentally, when I say royal, it sounds like I'm saying it with an accent. Like, I cannot say Royal Pains. It's always like Royal Pains. Like, I don't give it two syllables. I don't really know.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So, on to the exciting part of the podcast.
All right, we're going to move on to the topic. Okay, so as said last week, we're combining two topics together. Shane and Jonathan both wrote us about imported shows, I guess, if you want to call it that. Imported and Jonathan actually wrote us about Jonathan wrote us about imported shows, and Shane actually wrote us about British TV, or not necessarily just British, but any non-American TV.
Mm-hmm.
He did write about just British, but whatever. We're talking about non-American TV, just British.
So, we don't discriminate.
Exactly. Whatever. All right,
I'm not exactly sure what structure this next conversation is going to take, because knowing me, I'm just going to forget shows and just be like, oh, and I like that too. So just bear with us.
All right. Well, I wanted to read you what Jonathan said first, which is about importing shows. And then I'll read you what Shane said. Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay with that? All right.
I'm
so
okay,
Jonathan,
you know,
we're going so good today.
Yeah, we are.
All right. This was Jonathan's suggestion for a topic. Why don't we see more imported shows on network TV or even on cable channels? Merlin supposedly going to air on NBC. But why don't we see an NBC actually co-produce that, I guess? When does that start?
I don't know.
Sometime this summer. Anyway, and people were just doing interviews for it.
So. Look out for this summer.
Emery? Someone on...
Yeah,
someone somewhere online said no.
21st All right, June. So,
thank you. Merlin is supposedly going to air on NBC. No, I'm not going to reread it all. But Jonathan wants to know why we don't see more of the hits on our television screen so that are not just remakes. A good example would be Packed to the Rafters, an Australian dramedy that is amazing, but instead of importing it and just airing it in the show on the States, they're trying to remake it. I haven't even heard about that.
Me either.
So Jonathan wants to know, are we Americans so dumb that we cannot stand to watch someone with an Australian accent? I think, Jonathan, that it's not just the whole accent issue. I don't think that's really the issue at all. I have to guess that it has more to do with rights and how much they have to pay for a show versus how much they have to pay if they try to remake the show.
Mm-hmm.
Also, how much they can make off the show if it's theirs instead of taking somebody exactly. else's.
That's why you see shows, you see like Being Erica was aired on SoapNet. Well, SoapNet doesn't make a lot of shows, so they'll buy shows like that because they're not, that's not their business to make and make money off of shows like that. That's, so I think that's why you see it a little bit more on cable versus on network. Like Primeval is airing on Sci-Fi for like the same reasons. Like it, they're not trying to make as much money. So I think it's really about that more so than.
It airs on Sci-Fi?
It does.
I didn't know that.
Season 2 is airing on Sci-Fi right now.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, there's the other thing is, well, at least like with the British shows and a lot of other shows, is they're also, they tend to do short seasons. And, you know, like 6-8 episodes. So you can't really bring a show over, you know, and air it, you know, a few months after, because the networks are looking to cover more time than. And so a lot of times they remake a show because they redo it in a way. One of the things they do is they try and redo it in a way that they can do a continuing story and spread it out over, you know, 16 to 22 episodes or something.
Right.
True. I think that the other aspect of it is that there's a big difference in humor sometimes based on cultures and things. And even like in not, maybe not even humor so much as when you make references to, what are those called? I'm blanking out.
It's like pop culture is different. They have a different.
Yeah, it's both of those. But.
And yeah, humor wise, it's, you know, basic humor is, you have to have, is built off of, you know, point of reference. You need to know something about what they're talking about to get the joke. And so if you don't have whatever's been happening in, say, Australia or something like that, if you don't know a lot about, you know, things that happen there and the culture and stuff like that and how they differ, then you're not going to, the show may be really good there, but when it comes over here, it doesn't translate well because there is no translation.
I mean, that's true, but that doesn't apply to like every show, because I can think of a bunch of shows that when they translate very well. But there are certain shows that need to be remade because, you know, it's regionally.
Well, sorry, Amory, go ahead.
No, I was done. I didn't have an end to that.
Okay. I was thinking more of like, for instance, the reason I would say that they partially remade The Office rather than just bringing it over, besides all the other reasons we just gave, was that the humor is a little different. I don't have a problem with it, but I also grew up in Europe. So, you know what I mean? Like, my humor is always a little skewed, even when we're talking about American, like, sitcoms and things like that. I don't find the same things funny, typically.
Well,
What I'm saying, and I'm not saying that Americans don't find The Office funny. I'm saying the majority of the networks recognize that they're not just focused, you know what I mean? They're not just one sect that would find it funny. They're talking about the majority of people, like people who are not exposed to other cultures, whatever. So I think they also have to somewhat take that into effect. They may be underestimating their audience, mm-hmm. perhaps, mm-hmm. but I think it is something that they definitely consider when they look at shows and they bring them over, like the type of humor that's in a show, whether it's something that they think will translate or not.
Right.
Some of it is also the timing is sometimes they're going back and into something that was a hit, but it's not really on anymore. And so it's, if you were to just bring it straight over here, it's dated, like already, you know, you put something on here as a brand new show, but it's 3 or 4 years old. And so that wouldn't really work as well either.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, I think the top thing is money-wise, is if you're producing it, you have, you're going to make all the money, pretty much. And if you're bringing a show over, you're splitting, you're paying to have it, and you're not going to make as much as you could if you own the whole thing. Right. I think some things are going more towards the, I don't know how, the listener, not so good. I don't know how Merlin will be, but something like Flashpoint, that's, it's like half and half between, a Canadian network and CBS production wise, and they're airing, around the same time somewhat. And so stuff like that works because they're both profiting, because they're basically cutting the production cost, but they're getting the rights to use, to make like all the U.S. money, and the Canadian network's making all the Canadian money, but they're paying less to produce the show because they're splitting the cost.
Yeah. So my thought was, a lot of it too is that they need a recognizable face. So like Flashpoint works on a more basic level because people know who Amy Jo Johnson is. People know who Rico is. Like, they know those people. People, they don't know who Ricky Gervais is here. They can't bring over The Office because they don't really know him. So shows that are like really popular in Australia, we don't know the Australian actors. So they're going to try and get a popular American face that people recognize to do a version of the show.
I think that could be some of it too, if you start out where a show is being done and aired roughly at the same time period and stuff like that, if you had a show taking place in Australia that was mostly Australians, that had all the roles and stuff like that, I think people would probably watch the show if it was good. I don't think everything necessarily has to take place. I think that would actually be a good expansion of the types of shows that we see. Is like, you pretty much, you see doctor shows, lawyer shows, cop shows. And
so why not see an Australian doctor show,
right,
or an Australian lawyer show?
Why not?
So basically,
why not switch it up and give you something else?
Basically, Amory, you're wrong. I'll take that.
I don't think you're... I don't know.
Well, I don't know. I think some of that is... I think there's some of that true, but then there's always, there's shows that are just made here that start out and don't necessarily have a recognizable cast to begin with. So, you may have seen somebody here and there in something, but not everything is totally star-driven.
Oh, no, I didn't say it was totally star-driven. I said I think that's another reason.
Yeah.
The only thing.
Yeah, it all comes,
right, you're trying
it all
to
comes
speak
together. I was trying to just say... those reasons come together to be the reason that we see that many important shows. And I do think money is probably the biggest one. Like, they have to pay money for international rights. Just like you see it can make or break a deal for what shows up in Canada and how much they're going to charge them to get it. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, those type of things, I think that actually is probably a factor here as well. Especially since there's so much of it in the States that the people here can just say, well, we don't need to buy it.
Right.
Why should we buy it if we can just make it ourselves? So, and there's a better chance of it maybe being a hit because you have to deal with the idea that you're importing something that maybe people wouldn't, whatever.
Right.
All right. I think we've...
All right.
Speaking of imported shows...
Good segue!
Shane would like to know some... You should watch shows you like. In the past couple years, the amount of British TV I've been watching has grown and grown, and I would like to know what shows from England you guys watch, and maybe mention some classic British shows you love. He listed his favorites, which are Being Human, FM, The Inbetweeners, Primeval, Ashes to Ashes, Skins, and his favorite at the moment, Gavin and Stacey. which he highly recommends we check out, which I highly recommend everybody check out. And then we also had another, in between our last podcast when we asked you to email in with some of your favorites, we had some actual answers this time. Hey, what do you know?
Well done, listeners. Well done.
I have one of the emails. I'm going to apologize now because I'm totally going to butcher your name and I'm so sorry. Or I'm not going to butcher it, but I just don't know how to say it. Lake? Is that right, you guys, you think?
If it's not, please
feel free to correct us. She wanted us to know that she loved the podcast this week, and then she's writing about shows she likes in her own country.
Nice.
Or various TV shows that I love. Primeval is a fantastic show. And by the way, for those of us who were talking about it last week, she says that she can say that things work even after the death of Cutter. Remember that they're ahead of us on Primeval. Skins is also a great show, which she knows that Ducky loves. Look, Ducky, you get shouts out in our emails.
Yay, Ducky!
She said it's very entertaining and very British in its humor. Dark and dirty. And of course, a few of the reality shows you started off as British ones, like American Idol. I think the talent one is a British one first, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway, and then things like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and Deal or No Deal. And then she also, by the way, writes at the very end, also, give us back Kat Deely. We miss her.
Aww,
sorry,
no.
You can't have her back.
You can't have her.
She's ours now.
You can have Deal or No that. Deal back.
Yeah. Please.
And Jason, you have one from Patty. So.
Yes. Patty wrote in. She mentioned a few things about the last week's show. And then went into British shows that she loves. She would include the first three seasons of Coupling, which she says is some of the best TV ever, and that she can still watch them over and over, and that she also liked Hex. And after listening to the two of you talk about Primeval, she's thinking about adding that to her list of shows to check out.
We've got a converter on our hands.
She should check it out.
Yes.
Round my neck could be a flaming Christmas wreath.
Oh my God. You guys. I'm waiting to bust down the song.
All right. So why don't we talk about what shows we like? And okay. I didn't limit myself to just British. If you want me to limit it to British, I will. But I didn't originally limit myself.
No, I like shows from around the places.
From around the places?
Yep. Sticking with it.
From around the way?
That should be the title of this episode. Shows from around the places.
Please make that.
Oh, Emery. All right.
Oh, Emery.
Well, to start off with, I would agree with Patty that Coupling is... The shows are just hilarious, and you can watch them over and over and over again.
Yeah, they air on the PBS in my cable area, like at 3 a.m., so I watch them when I'm awake because I don't sleep.
You can also find them on BBC America sometimes. Mm-hmm. And then they also, at least here, they have them out on BBC America on demand. Like, there's always usually a couple of them out there.
So Coupling's good. What else? Skins. I love Skins. I love Skins. I just want to keep saying it. I love it.
Amory. Do you love Skins?
I do. I do. That show is batshit crazy, and I love it.
Nice.
It's like what the OC would be if they were showing how the kids
on HBO
really are. Exactly. It's just, it's banoodles, as it were.
As Dan would say. I have a bunch.
Go for it.
I don't know where to start.
Because I didn't write anything down.
Yeah, I'm still trying to think of...
I never write anything down.
Like, there's a couple of, like, shows that I've seen, like, obviously, things like Fawlty Towers, and, but there's another one, you know, comedy, and I can't believe that I can't think of the name of it.
Is it The Office?
No, not the Office.
Is it Extras?
No, farther back, it was set in a department store, and,
Are You Being Served?
Yes, that's it. That's the one. That show is really funny. That's it. That those going back a ways. those Fawlty Towers and Are You Being Served are both very good.
Yes, they are.
Ray, since you're the only one who seems to have prepared, do you want to talk about your list and then we can all talk about it if we've seen them?
Sure. Nice. Well, obviously,
yes, unbunch your list.
Obviously, I just remembered one that wasn't on here. Obviously, I have Primeval.
Anything else?
Yes! Calm down! I was looking at my list to see if the one I just remembered was actually on it. Jesus. All right. I also have Spaced.
Simon Pegg for the win.
Yes, Simon Pegg.
Yeah, That's I've seen it. I didn't find it as drop-down, funny, great as people have said that it is. I think there were moments in the show, and there were a couple of episodes that were really good. But overall, I didn't really care for that as much.
One, you saw the edited versions. Two, I guarantee you saw the edited versions. Two, it is very...
I saw whatever was on DVD that came from Netflix.
And it is a very... That's where I'm saying, like, it has a very British humor to it. Yeah. So...
But yet there were some stuff, and there were some episodes that I thought came, you know, that really worked, though. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, as a whole, for me, I didn't find it to be, like, the whole series to be completely as brilliant as... But I, you know, I love Simon Pegg, though. I think he is.
I love the show. All right, so I also have Robin Hood.
Yes.
Which I've never seen.
Robin Hood is really good.
Really, Amory?
Really? Why would I lie about that?
I didn't think you would lie about it, but I thought you had talked about it before. So I was like having a moment where I tried to like remember if you'd said anything about it.
I've never seen it.
All right. It's good. Doctor Who.
Obviously. Love me some Doctor Who.
I am now actually just starting to watch. I have two of the DVDs here now. Sarah Jane Adventures, which is like a kid's spinoff of Doctor Who. Sarah Jane appears in Doctor Who. She's a character who has appeared in Doctor Who. It's actually pretty good. I'm enjoying it. But it is kind of it's not kids, like little kids. It's more like, I don't know, little kids could probably watch it, but you know, like I don't know how to explain it. Like it's little kids, but it's enjoyable for adults as well, obviously, because I'm watching. Gavin Stacey is on my list. Take that off.
I've never seen that.
It's very funny. You should watch
that's
it.
That's on my list of shows that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
The IT Crowd.
That's another one that's on my list that I want to see.
Which was originally going to be a pilot that Joel McHale shot and was picked up and then was not picked up.
Correct. And it was a remake of that of the. It's funny. I don't watch it regularly. I just watch it whenever I get a chance to see it. But it's pretty hilarious.
Don't they play episodes of that on like? Trying to think. There's a cable network that they play.
Somewhere.
To be really helpful. Like, I want to say, like, IFC or something like that.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know where they... IFC is probably possible. I watch it through other means. All right. sorry. Trying to be vague. Patty mentioned it. Hex. I've watched Hex as well.
I've never... Is that about witches?
Sorta. Yes, ours, yeah.
There's some in there.
It's kind of an up and down series. I enjoyed it, but it's kind of up and down. And then I have one of my absolute favorite comedies that's a British comedy, The Vicar of Dibley.
Never heard of it. I've heard of it. Never seen it.
It's funny. I turned
Writing
somebody
it
off.
Down. Writing it down.
Should. It's pretty great. Netflix has all of the DVDs, so that's how I watched it.
I recently canceled my Netflix subscription.
Well, that won't help you then. All right, freaking
I'm sorry.
Just leave?
That was like the perfect sound effect ever.
Quick, go get your Netflix back.
That's amazing.
Sorry, people on the road, driving on the road. Other British ones I have are Nevermind the Buzzocks. That's the one that wasn't on my list that I just remembered because I said Spaced. It's a pretty funny show. What?
I've never heard of half of these.
All right, sorry. Okay. The Office is an obvious one, right?
God, I love The Office, the British version. I love the British version.
Black Adder.
Love on the free love freeway.
If you love the, like, all the Jim and Pam stuff in this, the moment they give you in the finale episode of that, of the British version, is it tops all of them.
Yeah, I love Tim and Don.
And then Monty Python and Red Dwarf. Those are oldies, but mm-hmm. goodies.
Nice.
Anyway, and then I have some other from Australia. I have Summer Heights High.
Summer Heights High. I freaking love, 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 love Summer Heights High. It's ridiculous. It's so good.
And then I have, this might have been British. It's Absolutely Fabulous Australian or British?
I thought it was Australian.
Yeah, I thought it was too, but anyway, I don't watch Ab Fab a lot, but. And then I have a whole bunch of Canadian ones, which Due South actually aired on both, was both Canadian, like it was brought to CBS, I think. Is that right?
Yeah.
But it was a Canadian show originally.
I liked that.
So that's actually an imported show. Slings and Arrows, which is a great show that.
Slings and Arrows. Oh my God, I love that.
I have the first season on DVD from Netflix sitting, waiting to be watched at some point in time.
It's very good, especially the first season. Erica.
Sarah Polly's in that, right?
Yes.
Slings and Arrows? Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. Love it.
Being Erica, obviously. That's the newest one that I'm in love with. And then...
Haven't watched it yet.
That show is really good.
The other Canadian show that I have that... it aired here, too, I think, on Nick or whatever. You can't do that on television.
Oh, yes. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, I used to watch that all the time.
What, no Degrassi? Have...
No. Sorry.
I think... A show I just thought of, I think it was Canadian, Bizarre. It actually aired down here like on like Showtime or something like that when it was on. But it gave us like Super Dave Osborne and stuff like that came out of that show.
Never heard of it.
I never heard of it.
And also...
Well, Kids in the Hall is Canadian too.
Yeah, and that. And they play it on PBS all the time, Red Green.
Huh.
And that... That show is just that show's funny. It has my type of humor, which is a lot of like really dumb jokes and stuff like that that I think are hilarious.
I see. I forgot to mention, Amory already mentioned it, but Extras from
Extras. Ah, oh, love Extras.
And then
now I'm trying to remember the
yes.
The song at the end of the British Office Slings was called. Oh my God, it was. Oh, I loved it.
All right.
Anyway, sorry.
Random. And then I have this show that I didn't realize it was a TV show. I thought it was a movie that I just got from Netflix like last week. No, like, I don't mean it like that. Like, I didn't realize it until I went and looked it up on IMDb because it played like a movie. Like, it was like a 4-episode show. So I don't. And when I went and looked it up online, it was actually listed as a TV show versus a movie. So I was like, really? It's a TV show? I mean, it makes sense now that I think about it because it had like weird breaks in it. Like, not that they were weird breaks, like they worked fine as a TV show. Like it would be the end of an episode. But when you're watching it as a movie, like it's like a weird like cut to and you're like.
Are you saying that it breaks at weird times or somehow weirdly?
Yeah, but it doesn't. Shut up. Does it break in the.
I gotta be honest, the suspense is killing me.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know what you're talking about.
The name of the show is called Lost in Austin, and it's a show about a girl who reads, and I think she reads Pride and Prejudice. Is that the one with
Darcy, Mr. Darcy?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't lose my. I know I should know that, but I just blanked out on everything. Anyway, she. Her favorite book is Pride and Prejudice. She reads a lot.
Rolling Blackout.
And shut up. And one day there's a knock on a door, like in her bathroom or whatever, or the door opens. And what is her name from the book? That's the name I was looking for that I'm blanking out.
Elizabeth?
Yes. Thank you. Elizabeth walks through the door and like she takes Elizabeth's place in the world of Jane Austen's book. So. And she like tries to make sure everything stays on track because she has the book. She has to stay on the book's track.
That reminds me of a movie I saw once, and this is going
to actually
go,
a movie.
Yeah, it's going to go way off topic, but somebody needs to tell me what this movie is called, and somebody out there is going to know. Okay, it's about this girl who has a glass bowl full of strawberries, and she enters a mirror through the back of her closet, and I don't even know how to explain what happens, but she's very nervous because her grandmother's going to be put out to pasture, and she thinks that means that her grandma's going to be put in a field, but it actually just means she's going to an old folks' home. And she trips and spills the strawberries. These strawberries are the fruit of life, and she trips and spills them before she gets back through the mirror, and she's very nervous, and I have no idea what movie it's called.
I'm not sure you want to know what Amory.
I love this movie, and I would love to see it again, and I don't remember what it's called. I don't remember who's in it. I think there may have been puppets in the mirror world. Like, I have no idea. But I'm dying. If somebody knows, if somebody can get it from that, please let me know.
All right. Yeah, my movie is nothing like that, for the record. My TV show / movie was nothing like that, but sure. I guess she does step through to another time.
Yeah, that's what made me think about it.
Anyway, it was really good, was my point. It's actually the girl, and this won't make any sense to either of you because you've never seen Hex, but it's the roommate, the lesbian roommate from Hex.
Hmm.
So anybody out there listening will know what the hell I'm talking about, but not you two. She's really good, actually, in the show. It was
nothing.
Really good. I that's why then when I found out it was a TV show, I'm like, I wish it were like coming back because it was good.
Hmm.
Except for the weird breaks.
The weird breaks would be fine now that I know it's a TV show. Like, it was just weird because I was watching a movie and I was like,
right.
Like, it didn't make sense to me. Like, I mean, it made sense. Like, the break itself was fine, except to how it was done. I can't even explain what I mean. But like, when I was watching it, I noticed that, but not in a way to, like, think, is this supposed to be a TV show? Just in a weird, like, that's kind of a little odd, whatever.
Gotcha.
That made sense once I understood what what it was. Anyway, so that's my thing. I am on a big British TV hook? Is that right now? That's not the right word. What?
So, okay, here's the thing.
You just did one of those repeating things, Amory.
Did I? I didn't hear it. Sometimes I need British shows with the subtitles on.
On British shows?
Yes.
Because you can't understand the British English?
Because they talk really fast and a really thick accent, and sometimes I'm like, I'm sorry, back up. What happened?
I don't have that problem.
Anywho.
Maybe I would on Skins. Is that the one you watch with subtitles on?
Yeah. Well, Skins, like, they subtitle it for you on BBC America.
I didn't know that.
Anyway,
as I was saying, I've been Netflixing a lot of British shows lately.
Been on a British TV bender?
Yeah, I've been running out of American shows to watch, so I'm just moving on to British.
The next logical step in the alphabet. Gonna do Canadian next. Skipped over Australian.
Netflix doesn't have, like, Australian, or they have a British TV category, but they don't seem to have a Canadian TV category, so.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I do like Yo Soy Betty La Fea from Colombia. While we're talking about,
you would, Amory.
Imported, yeah. Shows. Well, I dream in Yo Soy Betty La Fea sometimes, which is brilliant. It often involves a shotgun.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not really sure why. Nobody ever gets shot. I'm just holding it.
I wish one of us could draw, because I would love to draw that.
Oh my god.
Amory holding a shotgun.
Actually, if Amory just knows anybody that has a shotgun and could get a picture taken with it.
Hold up. Hold up. Oh. Hold up. Hug a bunch.
What?
Is there a live?
Is that opposed to hugging a little?
No. Hug a bunch. Hug a bunch. Okay, so I'm Googling right now on not the computer I'm connected to, for everybody worried. But I looked up. Here's what I typed into the podcast, but I guess it kind of is because I brought it up. I typed in
strawberries of
strawberry.
Life.
I typed in strawberries, comma, mirror, comma, out to pasture. And it found something. Hug a bunch. But it's only showing me a cartoon version of it, and I'm really pretty sure it was live action. So if anybody has the live action Hug a Bunch movie, send it my way. Thank you.
Or if that's really what it was called.
I'm pretty sure it was. The description here is pretty spot on to what I just described.
Maybe you just watched the animated version and then you dreamed it in live action.
Oh, Amory.
Yes.
Maybe they have it on YouTube.
That is going to be my next stop after we get off this.
All right.
Anyway, British shows. Whoops.
We've been talking for a long time. Are we done with this topic?
I think so. I think we are.
I think we've determined that I watch the most of them and the rest of you don't prepare.
This is true. This is true. We don't. I don't. Anyway.
You did not come with a written list of your shows that you watch that are imported or overseas or
I had
whatever.
A small list that included Coupling and Robin Hood and Torchwood and Fawlty Towers and then the one I couldn't think of. Are You Being Served was on my list, just not written down.
So, technically...
And then I also had Bizarre and Red Green, and I brought a little bit to the table here.
I didn't say you didn't bring anything to the table. I said... I didn't write things down. There's a difference. All right, let's move on to Prime Time.
I found
They're
all
written down, except for the one.
Anyway, Prime Time.
On YouTube? You found
Children.
On YouTube? I'm asking you, Amory. You started saying something. I'm asking you if you found it on YouTube.
Did find
this
it on YouTube.
This podcast is going to be great.
From the movie Hug a Bunch, check eBay for the whole movie. Anyway, Prime Time.
All right. Pushing Daisies.
Pushing Daisies. Oh, God, it breaks my heart. Breaks my heart.
Yeah, you almost don't want to watch it just because... I saw somebody posted that on Twitter. I don't want to watch the last one just so I can be in denial that that there's another episode out there.
I know. Oh, my God, I know. God, it's so sad. But let's talk about this episode.
Well, okay. In the episode, the flashback to Little Emerson was the casting, the wardrobe, the whole thing. Was just brilliant. That was
agreed.
That was one of the funniest things in the whole. I mean, right down to the suit. I mean, he looked like a little Emerson. It was great.
And Anna Espinosa.
Yep.
Yeah. For those of you who are not Alias fans, what was her name on Firefly?
Zoe. Or she was Angel. She was Jasmine.
So, Carla, what's her name? Gina Torres, Lawrence Fishburne's wife, stars as Emerson's baby mama. She's up to no good. I just thought it was a really... This is what episode... What else happens?
God. Amory. It's the one with the factory, because she... Not the factory. What is that place? Because she sneaks in, right? Like, he's trying to figure out...
The
water and power dam...
Yeah.
Damn.
I love the pictures when they go through. That's one of my favorite parts.
Yeah.
The way it snaps the picture and they're all like, what the hell? And that's the little face that they make on the picture.
Yeah. Love it.
So funny. It was a good episode.
It just proves that the show should never be canceled, but whatever.
True facts.
True facts.
All right.
Okay, wow, enough of that sadness.
Confusing. Yeah, enough of that sadness.
Let's see. Monday, so Greek. Greek is 8, so Greek first.
I liked it. I love Ashley and her boyfriend, Fisher.
They're cute.
They are cute.
Oh my God! Casey
what?
And...
Right? I know. Ugh! What did the auto club say? Oh, I forgot to call them. Love it.
And just the look he gives her, like, okay.
Yeah.
So you called me, a guy that doesn't know anything about cars.
Except I thought we established that he knew a little bit of something about cars previously.
Well, he said that knows practically nothing, or next to nothing about cars, or something like that.
Yes. Because she loves him. Because she I would call him any time of day. Cappy, come on over. I love Cappy.
That's going to be so awesome.
Amory.
You couldn't hear it, but it just was like, Cappy.
Did it really? I love it.
And I loved it when she like yelled at him, stop being there when I need you.
stop always trying to make me do better. What did he say? Like, stop trying to make me be a better person.
Yeah.
Love it. I love them.
All right, I love them. All right, I also loved, I love what they did with the float.
Yes, with Icky I float. Do too. I do
I cannot
too.
Believe that, I mean, I can believe that it was seen on ABC Family, but I just, like, when I was first watching it, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're,
that's
at first
really
you're like,
doing what I think it's doing.
Yeah, at first you're like, okay, what did they do to it? Oh, wait, only one of them is moving. Oh, okay, I think I get it now.
I should preface this by saying I watched the finale before I watched this episode because of a little confusion.
I did too, so I was a little, like, I knew it was coming once I saw the float start moving. I had seen it. I had seen it in the... Sorry. I probably should have phrased that a little differently.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
Okay. I had seen it in the flashbacks on the finale episode that I watched. Not yeah. flashbacks, but like the previews beforehand.
Yeah. I like I like the Bex and what's his name? Evan friendship, which I think is nice.
You like that.
Because they didn't have a friendship before
except
they shipped
I actually
each other.
Evan. Yeah. Yeah. She's actually making me like Evan, and that's a hard thing to do.
I like how Cappy and Evan are trying to pretend that they're still not friends. Like, you know, for appearances. Yeah. He makes fun of him. I love that. Does that mean Heath's going to be gone? I like Heath.
I suspect that means Heath is going to be gone. Sounds like what they're prepping. But not right away.
Right.
But aren't they all... Like, I don't really know what they're going to do when they get to the... We're only on, like, right, that homecoming time.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to do when they really get to the end of the school year, because they can extend it pretty far, because they can keep like only doing like half of a semester or a quarter of a semester at a time. But
right. Should be interesting.
Because technically it is Casey and I just blanked out on names.
Wow. The rolling block got to really hit
you. You would never have guessed that.
It is her last semester. I mean, her last year of school, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Anyway.
I'll say this.
All right.
I'll say this. Tune in for the finale. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it'll probably have aired by the time you listen to this. So, let us know what you thought about the finale.
Do you think it is as good as we thought it was?
All right, moving on. The closer would be next on our list.
The closer. Oh, how gross. Not gross. How sad was the story of the family?
I know.
They get you right in the heart, the closer family does.
It does. It was a really good story, though.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
I didn't finish.
Getting there. I don't know what is happening. I don't know what
not
is
only
happening.
Has she not finished, but she hasn't really started yet.
I just start to talk, and then you, like, interrupt me, so I stop. Oh, Lord. I saw the mirror thing coming.
Yeah.
As soon as she was in the shower, I was like, oh, my God, it's because the mirror was foggy. I actually saw it coming, like, before he walked into the bathroom, like, you could see her in the shower.
Exactly.
Or you could hear her in the shower. It did bug me that they didn't focus on it a little bit more to try and figure out what he did, because it was clear that something was happening.
Exactly.
Was, you know what I mean? Not just her showing her breasts. But
exactly.
Anyway.
Well, I like I like the nice touch though at the end with the, you know, these things don't get cleaned, and then she like blew her breath across it, and then you could see what was written right there across the mirror or across the window.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I like friend and well, but... scene. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know, but apparently. You guys are really synced up quite well this week for talking at the exact same time.
We're kindred spirits.
I didn't talk at the same time as her. I didn't understand what she said, and then I went to say it. You liked the Brenda and Fritz scenes.
Yes.
I liked the whole... Yeah, Kitty. I liked the Kitty storyline, because as I was talking to Greg and Mona, I think it's an indication that she may be rethinking some other things down the line.
Right.
Her attachment to the idea of having kids, I think, because she clearly has an attachment to Kitty that's more than just...
What's up with Provenza?
I'm guessing...
He got dumped.
But yeah, anyway, he got dumped.
Good episode. I love that show. It's one of the best shows on TV. The end.
Yes. All right. Moving on to weeds.
No, Ray, you have something that's going to blow our mind.
I didn't say that. Indicate that at all. Did not say that. So what I was going to say was I'm not watching because I really, the show turned me off last season. And everything I've heard from everybody who's watched hasn't changed my mind about it. But what I really need is somebody who is watching to let me know when there's finally some Nancy and Andy action, because then I will tune in for that.
Right. I can't wait for those days. So far, nothing.
Right. Well, given the history of the show, it will happen in the season finale and it will happen in the last minute.
Exactly, because they do a big cliffhanger at the end.
Right. Well, when she got together with, what was the black guy's name from season
Conrad. One? I liked him. I really liked him. Yeah.
I love Conrad. When she got together with Conrad, I think it happened like in the last episode. You know what I mean? Like it. So I expect that that's what will happen, but I will tune in for that because I like the two of them, but I don't really like where the writers decided to go last season, and I'm sounds as if they're just continuing that this season, so I think I'm done with it.
Cool.
That was all. It's not going to blow your mind. I just needed to put it out there.
Basically, I liked it. I'm watching it. There's nothing really to discuss. Because we talked about what we saw in the pilot, or in the premiere.
We did?
Didn't we?
No.
No. No, we did not.
No, but it was...
At any rate.
It was really funny, though. I mean, it had the Celia storyline was, you know, tied pretty much everybody together through... Was
that's cool. Like a good way to recap.
That was... And to visit different, you know, different characters and stuff like that through the show, but that was a really funny bit. Mm-hmm. Overall, it had the show for me is one of those I start watching it and then I usually like halfway into the season I like stop, I like get behind on episodes and then never catch up and then I start watching at the beginning and then there's like an episode like this that I just laughed like. Yeah, at stuff that you shouldn't laugh at, really. I mean, and then it makes you sort of want to watch the show again. But I'm sure I'll probably watch a few episodes, and unless it totally maintains that same thing, I probably won't be watching too much longer.
I will.
Okay, so you think you can dance?
Yes. So you think you can dance? Well. The top 20... No, seriously. I had to say that. I had to put that out there. I don't remember a season where the top 20, nobody was terrible.
I know.
And, like, these dances were, like, third, fourth, fifth week caliber fantastic. Some of them.
Some of
them. Who were your favorites, Ray?
My favorite... You mean the dances?
Yeah. Or the dancer, whichever you'd like to talk about.
No, because I have favorite dancers so far, but I didn't actually like their dances this week.
Interesting.
My favorite was
first.
Brandon and who do you dance with? Janine?
Yeah, maybe.
I have a list in front of me. See, this is a bad thing. I didn't put a list in front of me, so I don't know. That dance was one of my favorites.
I think Brandon is a song. Heck, he looks like, do you ever, okay. Do you ever play with Play-Doh's factory that you can shoot someone's hair out of their head?
Yeah.
That's what I think his head resembles.
Sorry, I just got a flash of you standing there with a shotgun. Shooting people's hair out of their head.
What was that? Anyway, it was a shotgun.
It was a blast of some sort.
What else, Ray, did you like?
I also liked...
Good Lord in Heaven.
What is with the...
Good Lord in Heaven.
What is with the background noise all of a sudden?
What background noise?
Well, it's on your side, right? It's you! It's you!
It's you!
I didn't do anything!
It sounds like you're a robot! You sound like a robot!
I didn't do anything.
Robot Ray, what would you like to say?
Is it still doing it?
No.
No, it's not doing it now. But now you're kind of quiet.
I just wasn't saying much.
No, I mean, like, when you are saying something, you're not as loud as you were.
Yeah.
Okay.
You sort of sound like you're, like, across the room from the microphone right now.
Yeah. Like you're trying, like you're standing in the corner yelling at the microphone to see if we can hear you.
Is it any louder now?
Yes.
Yes, that's better.
That was amazing. I have no idea what just happened. But it was awesome. So anyway, who were some of your favorite dancers? No, dances.
And which were your favorite dances?
Favorite dances. We're still on.
I can't even remember at this point because Caitlin, the Bollywood dance, I liked it. It was a little weird not to have them, like, touch it. Like, because it's a Bollywood dance, like, they don't actually dance together. They do the same move, so it's really hard, but... it was a little weird not to have them like dancing together in a way.
Right.
I can't remember the others.
I liked Chabib's dance. Him and his partner. I don't know her name. I liked the ballroom dance with Louis Van Amstel. The love child of Lisa Rinna and Harry Hamlin.
Was that the last one?
Yeah, with the fringe. So then who were some of your favorite dancers whose dances you didn't like?
I didn't like Randy and Evan, and Evan's one of my favorites.
Oh, I liked that.
I'm sure a lot of people did. I just didn't care for it. Yeah. I didn't like Pono. And
I thought that was really bizarre. And in fact, last night I said to the gang, do you remember when Wade Robson did things like the Dirty Pop dance? And now he does things like Crazy Crash Test Dummies and one note playing for the whole song. My, how the times have changed.
I just thought, like, the makeup and the props and everything were just distracting. Like, I couldn't concentrate on them, you know?
It was less about the dance than it was about the props and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, I think it's going to be an amazing season. If they're already this good, I'm surprised, and I can't wait to see what happens.
It's going to be hard next week when they really have to get rid of somebody.
Yeah. Good.
I mean, I'm surprised that Tony went, actually. He's the one that, when I Twittered, I was talking about Tony. And I'm not surprised because of his dancing ability. I'm surprised because he is totally the dancer with no training who comes from behind and surprises everybody.
In like a generic dance pop movie, he would dance a solo at the end that just blows everybody's mind, and then he would get the girl.
Yeah. But they like that. Like, they've done that year after year. They put that person through because they like that storyline. You know what I mean? So I was surprised. Yeah. But I can see that clearly they just had really good dancers and they couldn't get away with it this season. Plus, exactly. I do think that it probably wasn't Paris's time to go. But don't they typically try to get rid of the couple at this point?
Yeah, they don't want to have a new... They want to give everybody, like... time to grow on each other. And the thing is, I don't know who suggested it. Somebody on Twitter, may have been even you, I don't know, suggested doing like a showcase episode.
Not me, I think it was Miles.
Well, yeah, where we see the 20 couples dance and then have a chance to like vote for them.
Right.
You know,
so they
versus
have to together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I did think, like, I thought the second dance, which was the Broadway number, Asuka and Vitroli.
Yeah, Vitrolio, yes.
I actually think that was the worst dance of the evening, in my opinion.
I agree.
And I really thought, and I didn't, because I wasn't thinking about the couples. Because if I was thinking about the couples, I would have realized that they were never going to get rid of Vitrolio, and that, or however you say his name. How did you just say it?
I think it's Vitolio.
Vitolio. You're probably right. I was putting an extra R in there. But I thought that she was, of the women dancers, she was probably the weakest, but they were going to get rid of the couple, and so they wouldn't get rid of him. So
exactly, exactly.
What are you going
to
do?
Mary all screaming right. needs to go. That's all I have to say. I'm done.
Yes, I agree with that. All right. Last show. Burn Notice.
This was the first Moon Bloodgood episode, right?
Correct.
Is I she like her.
I'm not her type.
Good show.
I like her as a, well, I like her, period. I've liked her in, you know, Journeyman and other shows. But I like, I think she works good as, you know, a, they need that element of a of another nemesis type of thing. Something for him to deal with besides whatever the problem of the week is. So that's something that's a little bit ongoing. And and I thought it was right down to the water cannon, and we got we got some heavy rains. That's and stuff, and but yeah, I think that little back and forth and stuff is a good element, and a little bit more. I don't know, a little bit more comic than having than with Trisha Helfer, not quite as dire.
Yeah, Trisha was. She had the clenched teeth anger thing going on, and Moon Bloodgood's playing it more as like a
well, so part of it was the whole situation.
Charmed by the lesson.
Yeah, that's why the flirting line was kind of funny.
Plus, Michael's not like it was different with what the heck was Trisha's name?
Carla.
It was different with Carla because she really was his, like, you know what I mean? She was really his nemesis and whatever, but. This person is not, like, he understands that she's just trying to do her job and do the right thing.
Yeah. And she doesn't.
And it just so happens. Yeah, she doesn't know the whole story and he can't tell her the whole story. So, so I think it's a little, like, I think that lets it be a little bit different. Like it lets the relationship develop and her to be more, you know what I mean? Like what a cop would be if she was trying to be like the good cop.
Right.
So.
Cool.
I liked it.
I did
Somebody
too.
Commented on my site, didn't like it. So I hope next week is better for him.
What did he
next
not
week
like
is really good. I don't know. He just didn't think it was good. I don't know why.
Hmm.
Sorry, I don't remember what his whole comment said right now. So, but next week is really good too. So,
agreed.
You should watch. Are we done with primetime?
I think so.
I feel like we are.
All right then. You know what we didn't prep for?
A topic.
Next week's topic.
Correct.
Well, us.
That's right.
Imagine that.
What are the odds?
So we're going to surprise you next week.
Yeah, we're going to surprise you.
It's also a good time to send in some topic ideas, like Patty did.
It is, but we have some. We have some. We just haven't picked out what we want to do, so.
Exactly.
Although, I guess, you know, there's never a bad time to send in a topic suggestion.
No, there is not.
Or any suggestion, well, almost any suggestion, Amory would think.
Yes. Anyway, tonight I have to go dog sit for Sophie.
Wow, that sounds uncomfortable.
She's a poodle, and I thought she hated me when I first got there, but she doesn't hate me anymore, so that's good news. Also, I'm going to go watch the Hug-A-Bunch movie, so whatever. I'm going to have a better Friday than you are.
All right.
You're going to hug a bunch and sit like a poodle? And eat onion dip?
Yes, it's true.
I have to go decorate a cake, a backyardigans cake.
Really? Yay!
I do.
Your backyard backyardigans.
Okay.
Confession time. Watch that show, and I don't have any children.
It's all right. Today I had to explain to my friend's 8-year-old what backyardigans was. Because she wanted to know what the cake was. I said, it's backyardigans. She's like, what is that?
Okay. Oh, I would have slapped her. No, I wouldn't have. That's child abuse. But I would have felt the urge to, because how can you not know what backyardigans is?
Well, all right. Anyway, if you would like to comment on anything we talked about in this episode, if you'd like to tell us some shows that we should be watching, overseas, British, Australian, Brazilian shows that we should be watching. Yeah. Please comment on the post or leave a message on our Snapvine widget or use the contact form on our website at tvtimes3.com.
Spell it all out.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
or leave some feedback on iTunes, which I haven't looked at recently, so maybe you have left some feedback and I haven't been paying attention. As usual, our music by IODAPRONET.com, and the song is TV Party by the Asylum Street Spankers, put out on their Mercurial title by Yellow Dog Records.
And that, well done.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I got control of myself from the beginning of the podcast.
Oh my God, how ridiculous were we in the beginning of the podcast? Amazing.
Pretty ridiculous.
I mean, more ridiculous than we usually are.
I apologize now for however this podcast turns out, because I'm sure it's going to be some crazy podcast, so.
As it usually
is. Well, I just want
to
say that for us, thinking about how there was going to be less shows to talk about or less shows to choose from and probably weren't going to be able to podcasts were going to be shorter, not the case.
Not the case. Because I go into tangents about the Hug a Bunch, which is very important, and I'm thrilled to death that it's on YouTube. That's all I can say. Anyway.
Yeah.
Amory's been multitasking.
Oh, Amory.
All right, folks.
All right.
All right.
You got a what?
Are you going to eat some onion dip?
Some onion dip.
Yes.
Some onion dip.
Yeah, I got to go decorate, so.
Oh, my God, you guys. In 6 weeks' time, we will be in the same city.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
Well, in 6 weeks' time, we will be in the same city. It will be Friday night.
Well, I'm.
And I will be that boss to everybody. Because well, I will be broke down already.
What?
I'm looking forward to meeting you face-to-face, Amory.
I know.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting.
In real life, in person, however you want to say. I've already met Ray, so.
Ugh, old hat. That's old news.
Whatever.
All right, you guys. All right. This is why we go over for like an hour and a half.
Right.
I gotta go.
I gotta go too. Cakes,
right.
Decorate, whatnot.
Okay, I gotta go three.
Have fun. All right, bye.
Bye.
I don't want to know about that. All right, bye.
We sit glued to the TV set all night
and every night.
Why go into the outside world at all?
It's such a fright.
We got nothing better to do than watch TV and have a couple of brews.
Hello and welcome to TV Times 3, episode number 33. I'm Ray from ramblingsofahorror.com. I mean, I'm Ray from ramblingsofatvhorror.com.
Ramblingsofahorror.com. That is a completely different website. Jason, are you still here?
What's that?
Nothing. Just making sure you're still on the phone.
Yeah. Still here.
All right. Are we really hanging up now? Because I have to go.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye.